All right, she's got it going on. Good music, getting us started. And can everybody hear me okay? And just if I'm not, let me know. But hey, what a great guys! I am just so excited about just things in general. I mean, when I give you these numbers today and all the good stuff going on, but here's what's happening. Bree is killing me. I've had between yesterday and today, she's got me 12 appointments on the 28th and 29th of the month. I mean, give me a break. Ended up yesterday, did a 300 grand and a 160 to have a nice little day. How about that? Isn't that great? I mean, that's what happens when you're busy and you got things happening. And today we're going to continue doing that. All kinds of good things ahead. Want to just get into it. Then we're going to call on some of our people that got it going on. And did I not have, where's my PowerPoint at? All right, let's open it up. It was there. Hold on 1 second, but it's not there. There it is. I don't know how I closed it, but anyway, let's try it and get rolling here. Once again, here we go. All right. Okay. So we're ready to roll here. Got everything happening. Okay. Of course, Lucas, I keep telling you guys this, but if you have trouble about anything, you know, Sales Team Pro right now, we have had, I don't know, we started, I don't know, 3 years ago, we've had not one single minute, okay, of downtime, right, Stevie? And we're going to keep it that way. But if you have a problem on anything, go to support at Sales Team Pro. Any ideas, keep sending them to us. If you're a speaker, we want the recruiters. If you have recruited and rocked the recruiting world this last year, we want to hear from you. Make sure, because we got a recruiting kickoff coming up. A couple other things, guys, if you're Spanish campaigns, we've got some issues with them. Not issues, but basically Primerica is sending the campaigns for Spanish to the same company that translated the Spanish stuff that is already there. So it's going to be congruent with everything. So our campaigns are down. Lucas is working on it. And Primerica's translator, they want a certain translator. Anyway, that's what's happening on that. Hit up Kristen for speakers. If you're a 100 grand earner, we want to meet you and know who you are. Kickoff's all about recruiting, January the 9th. Put that on your calendar. It's going to be a, you know, I believe this. You know, don't allow yourself to shortchange yourself by being a producer only. You know, I have people all the time, they say, well, you know, I want to be professional. I want to do this and that. Well, let's say you're making 100 grand a year or 150 a year. We got people on here that are making 300,000-400,000 a year that are producers. So ask yourself this question. You say, well, I don't want to do all this. I don't recruit 100 people a month. I don't want to do that. Well, what would be wrong if you just duplicate 8 or 10 times? Okay. And had 8 or 10 producers. See, we can build our business however you want to do it. So this recruiting part is all about, okay, recruiting, what about directs. Let me give you an example of how automation works, Sales Team Pro, everything. So of course you guys know I do a radio show. So the radio show, I have a guy listening on the radio show. He goes to my landing page on my website. He goes there, he signs up for the join the team. He then sits through George Verdugo, by the way. Thank you, George. You did it. George did the overview. He then, because he showed up at the landing page, he showed up, Bree set the appointment yesterday, recruited the guy. What about that? All right. He went through the whole system before I ever talked to him, and he really just had a few questions. Sharp guy. He's a controller for a company, been working 13 years for that company. He wants a sideline income stream, very professional. This is the kind of stuff that what happens when you get your number, when you get your mindset that we're going to get out there. So we're going to talk about hiring directs, which is what I did, which changed my life. All right. We're going to be doing that on the 9th. Then Ed will come back on the 10th and kick off the Millionaires Club on the 10th. We got our family financial workshop. I'm going to get into a lot of details on that today. It's going to be 2 days, January 23rd. We're going to repeat it on January 30th. If in fact we do something on January 23rd and we think, hey, we want to improve it, maybe we'll bring it back live again. I'll talk to the speakers on that. As it stands now, we're going to have them two choices to do that. Here's what it looks like. Lucas has been hard at work on the landing page. This is only a screenshot of the top of the landing page. Every one of your people will have, you and your people will have their own specific landing page. Okay. So they can go in there and start inviting people. We will have the emails ready. I'll tell you about that. Look at all these emails that Bree has put together. Bree put all of these. Bree has put together all of these great headlines. There's a 4-part email series, and we'll be starting that, I think, on the 9th. I've got these numbers laid out. But anyway, these are incredibly well-written emails that are going to get people excited. What schools aren't teaching during COVID. If you saw that as a subject line, what would you think? I need to open that up, right? This is time sensitive, ... They need to open it up, all right? Official invitation, 2021 Fix Your Finance Webinar, okay, Family Financial Workshop, okay? Look at this. Don't fear the worst. I'm here to, I'll help you prepare for it. These are the 4 campaigns that have already been written. They will then link up over to the landing page. All you'll have to do is send it once. Okay. So you send it once. So let's say you go in there, you pull out and you do one broadcast email. You go in and you say, give me a list of anyone that has an email on it. You go there, you hit send, and then what's going to happen is starting on the 9th, there'll be 4 campaigns that automatically go out over between the 9th and the 23rd. Then if they register, Lucas is going to, and Steve's having it to where they won't get anything else, so we're not going to keep hitting them, okay, once they register, but they'll get up to 4. Last time we did our January last year, we had 600 registrations the day before, okay? So the 4th one, it just keeps going. They're also going to be able to share these things. So you make this thing, you make your landing page. You can post it. You can text it. You can email it. You do all this kind of stuff. So we got that happening. Now let's talk about what happened at Christmas. I have been doing, you know, some of you saw my Christmas video that I found. Lucas found it. Guys, do you understand that how you, my kids are 23 and 29 now. Okay. They were little back then. I didn't have gray hair. It was back, I think, Lucas, do we know when that was, the date on that? Lucas, you there?
Yeah. On the date on which one?
The Christmas one we did.
That was, it's 2009. I think it was actually before I started working for you.
All right. So we did that on a green screen. I had this idea, of email marketing and video. Okay. And it was right around 2009, 2010. I spent about $30,000 on a green screen studio to where I could put everything in. I thought, man, I'm going to contact my customers. I'm going to do video. I'm going to train. I'm going to do all this kind of stuff. It was the beginning of what became Sales Team Pro. Back then it was, you know, YouTube wasn't even popular back then, but video, we were doing video and I was doing this kind of stuff. And I do all kinds of things to stay in touch, that kind of deal. And so with that being said, what you have to realize is when you're building your database, you eventually, what will happen is people will get used to listening and seeing that you're putting out and they pay attention, they open, they do all these kind of things. Yesterday was, you know, it's crazy. I did a 300,000 on a 9 o'clock appointment yesterday morning. Actually, they had never been on Zoom before. I talked to them on the phone, told them what was going on. They then talked to their daughter and did a Zoom call. Okay. And then when they did the Zoom call at 4:30, I had to walk them through how to take and print an email out over there. It was a 300,000 to an existing client. Okay. Then I had another one that was 160,000. This is from another existing client. Okay. That sold a house. The funny thing about it is both of these, they just said, what is it I should do? Okay. And I tell them, and they just give me the money. And the reason is that I have been in touch with these people over and over and over again for years and years and years and years. And so what happens is when you start doing this, you'll start seeing things happen. As a system, when I show you these numbers right now, you're going to sit there and say, wow, this really works. It does, guys. It works if you focus on developing your database, because what you do is you do a wide reach. You know, I got on the radio back in the early days. Dave Ramsey and I did the money game. I was on for 8 years. We had 30,000 in Nashville. We had 30,000 people listening every quarter hour. Okay. So it was just a big blanket. Okay. And then what ends up happening when you have big numbers and you're providing professional content, stuff like that, things just kind of fall in place. All right. And they do it over and over and over again. You know, I went out of town a week ago, played golf the week before that, had 18 appointments. I reset every one of them. This time I've got 12. Okay. All right. Between Monday and Tuesday. I mean, think through that. I mean, that's what you want. You want to push a button. And then one day what happens? The phone rings. Isn't that it? Wouldn't you like to push a button and have the phone ring? That's what we're doing. Now watch this. 2019, we sent 110,000 Christmas emails. We had 23,000 open, had a 21.6% open rate. A unique open is when they open it. A total open is when they open it again, or maybe open it from another maybe a mobile device versus whatever. And we didn't have a link for anything, so there's no clicks. Okay. So let's take it 1 year further. Okay. So the first thing that you should expect is what? That we have a bigger list, of which we did. We had 229,000 names, emails that went out. By the way, there was about 80,000 that people didn't check. Okay. So they didn't get it. Okay. So you go back through your database and you say, check the holiday campaigns. Now, if you uploaded your list, you got it. But look at this, unique opens 80,000. So it sends up 107%, unique opens up 236%. Open rate, get this, goes from 21% to 35% on a bigger list. The total opens 139,000, and we had 1,892 people click the link to set an appointment to get a head start on the new year. How about that? How about that? Is that marketing? That's what marketing is all about. And the only thing you need to be thinking about is making your list bigger and taking and using the system to get more people engaged, educated, informed, and they will then refer you over and over and over again. I had a call with one of my clients today he's my biggest client. The guy's got 9 million. And I told him, I said, you won. Do you understand that? You won. You're a winner. You won. You won the money game. How about that? All right. You won. All right. And he's like, winner, winner, chicken dinner. That's what he tells me. I said, that's right, dude. You won. You got $11 million net worth. How about that? No debt. Isn't that cool? That's what we do. That was a referral from another client of mine. Okay. It's got about $1.5 million, referred me, sent me a text. I got a friend, sold a business. This guy, you need to talk to him. You start doing that over and over and over again. I keep hitting this, but this is what it's all about. So we got upcoming campaigns, we got New Year's coming out. We got Family Financial Workshop is going to, the emails begin not on the 23rd, but on the 9th, you'll have them available where you push a button and start sending them, and then they'll keep on going. Now, talking about scaling the business, I told you what I'm reading. This book is good. You can go to the bookstore and get it. Also, this right here, this book, literally, I'm telling you, if you want to become a master, you get this book right here. This thing is everything you've ever thought about. And then go to his podcast, Jay Abraham. Okay, it's the Ultimate Entrepreneur Podcast. Every single time you listen to it, you'll learn something that you can use. So I read things all the time. I'm always up, always doing things, that kind of thing. Okay. So we keep talking about optimizing. I'm going to hit a few things on goals, because I think your goals and your mindset are the most important thing in getting optimized. So let's look. First thing is you've got to have them written. Okay. You got to carry them around with you. I have them printed. I got them on my phone. I got them written, because I know that what I have to do is I have to get this thing ingrained in me in such a way that I will automatically take action on things because of my subconscious. All right. I've got it. I've been working on this. I work on this stuff all the time. I read them. And then when something I need to update them, I update them and I just go in there. I got to eliminate the stressors. You got to make a list of them. I'm giving you all these things. Follow your calendar, have your to-do list, have your daily not to-do list. Every night, top five priorities. Hey, you see this right here? Top five priorities, okay? You do that kind of stuff. All right, next thing you know, you got written goals for all these different areas, and then you stay motivated all the time, right? Because you're focused. You're thinking about going forward rather than going backwards. You're not thinking about problems. You're thinking about fixers. You're thinking about moving forward. Goals help you move it. So you do this. I'm going to post this, five personal stressors. Here's an example. Okay, so you list your five stressors, and you say, okay, here they are. Here's my date that I'm going to get them. Okay, fixed. I'm going to work on them. This is bothering me. What I'm going to do is I'm going to come up with a plan, and I'm going to do this. Most things that you have are about 2 hours of planning away from getting a plan in place that you can get ready. You may not fix them in 2 hours, but at least you'll have an idea that you say, now, if I keep doing these kind of things, it's going to happen. Okay. Calendar. Okay. Most important thing, you got to read it. This is my calendar. At night, I try to plan my next day right before I go to bed. I make a few notes. I wake up at 6:30, try to get in bed by 11. I'm out by 11. Hey, this morning, I've already been to the gym, did my thing. All right, I was done at 8:30. Okay, then what happens is at 9, I kind of take an hour. I kind of think through what I'm going to get done that day. It kind of goes back to what was the night before. And from 9 to 10, I kind of break that down. What do I need to do? Who do I need to follow? What's happening? Then after that, I start my appointments. I do them on Monday and Tuesday, all my appointments here. Then the rest of the week, I keep it kind of free Wednesday on. I'll do stuff, okay? But I'm playing golf tomorrow with a customer of mine. We got some hopefully decent weather, all right? So, but the point being is you have to have a calendar. And then what happens is you get in a routine. And when you have that routine, you just wake up every day. You're doing it, right? Then you have a daily to-do. You know, you read your goals. Here's a few examples. Got all this, what I say to myself, I got to always be marketing, right? All right. I got to always be thinking about what am I doing? I got to have a plan. Steve's got these things we'll talk about on these, you know, all these, we're going to talk about it. Steve and I'll talk about it. We got good stuff. You got to have your daily not to do. Okay. Let me give you a daily not to do for me. 2 glasses of red wine at dinner, not 3. How about that? All right. Isn't that easy? All right. 2, not 3. So when I'm sitting there and I'm saying, okay, 2, not 3, because if I do 3, I feel it. If I have 2, I don't. And I don't want to wake up the next day feeling the night before. So how about that? And that's simple little things, just things that, you know, I like red wine. Okay. Then you got your priorities that you're going to do. Hey, during that 9 to 10 and the night before, you say, okay, what am I doing today? And every day you go through. And if you don't do anything but get the top 1 or 2 done every day. You know, today, like right now, I got on here, get checks, get the money. I got four things right now that represent $3 million. Checks in the mail. They've already been rolling over. Okay. I'm sitting here. I got $3 million sitting out there that I'm going to go. I'm hitting these people up. Hey, did the check come in? I'm going to go get the checks. Okay. We've already redeemed a lot of this stuff, rollover, stuff like that. That's on there. Okay. So I have these daily to-dos, what I'm going to end up doing. All right. So then we start looking at 10Xing, all these kind of things, 10Xing. I'm not going to go into all this, but today I am going to go into a couple of them. We talked about last week doing. So all these different things, okay, that you start looking at and say, hey, I'm going to improve this. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do these kind of things. All right. But today what I'm going to do is I'm going to talk about how you 10X your securities business. Okay. Because this is like money. All right. And, you know, I'll toot my horn. I'm in the top 15 in personal production in the company, top 15 in the base, top 15 through first. Okay. All right. In the whole company, out of millions of people doing it. And it's not because I've been killing myself. All right. But it's because I optimize things. All right. I go out and I do things that cause me to do it. Okay. So let's say, first question is this: do you have anyone helping you with your money? Okay. If you'll start saying that on a consistent basis, you will be surprised at the answers that you get from people. Maybe we should talk. How about that? Do you have anyone helping you with your money? Well, yeah, I got this guy. Well, you know, he's the 401k people. No. Do you have anyone helping you with your money? All right. How about that? Simple little question. You start talking to people about it, and they're like, you'll be surprised. Most of the time, no. All right. It's kind of like back in the days when I was in the field selling life insurance. I said, well, I bought it from a friend. Really? Okay, great. You know, I've been in the insurance business for a while. Who is it? Maybe I know the guy. Okay. And they go, Well, I said, look, this is not a friend. We're not in a big pressure situation here. I'm going to show you a way to do better. Okay. Than what you got. And then you make a decision. How does that sound? All right. So what I did is I sniffed out I bought it from a friend. Really? Well, I may know him. I've been doing this for a long time. Who is it? Couldn't name the name. I knew they didn't have an agent, right? That was just a cover up, okay, to what was really going on. Do you have any additional money sitting? All right. Simple little question. Do you have any additional money sitting? Like in the bank? We don't want to have any more money in the bank, okay, than is necessary to keep you comfortable with an emergency fund. Maybe you need a little money for a car and an emergency fund. Why do you have 100 grand in there? Get nothing. What we should do is keep 25 in there and let's do something with the rest of it. Maybe what we'll do is we'll put it into something I call opportunity money. In other words, it's not a retirement plan. It's a mutual fund that you could get to, but you never plan on using it. How about that? All right. Maybe something that's a little more conservative, but much better than what you have with the money sitting there. Does that make sense? All right. Agent training. All right. If you want to produce a lot of business, you have to have training going on. I had for at least 10 years. I know I had a wholesaler from American Funds show up at my office once a month. How about that? At least 10 years. His name is George Truesdale. George retired. George called on guys like me, but he also called on Merrill Lynch and all the other brokerage firms. So he wasn't just in Primerica. So he got ideas everywhere, and then he would come in and he would train. Legitimately trained. I'll never forget the guy had a shoe shine. He'd come walking in, and the day before he got there, something would be shipped to the office, handouts. He'd hand out highlighters to everybody. He said, okay, now look, we're going to go through this brochure. I'm going to show you the key bullet points. Get your highlighter out. And he'd highlight that. This is what you say. This is what you do. As a result of that, I had a base shop that was doing $1 million a week at the peak, okay, in production. $1 million a week. Because of agent training. If you want your people to sell investments, you got to teach them how to sell investments. All right. How about bigger PACs? Never forget, I had a guy come in one time, and he was kind of a young guy, kind of blowing his horn like he's making all this money. And I said to him, I said, well, hey, man, I said, you and I are about the same age. You got one kid. I got one kid. Okay. You're making about the same amount of money as I'm making. I was making like 400 grand back then. And I said, well, why don't you just do what I do? And I was just sniffing him out. He said, well, what do you do? I said, well, I got $5,000 a month going in on a bank draft. Got $1,000 a month going in my daughter's account. And I've got $3 million of life insurance. And then if something happens to me, I said, you want to just do it, Zach? We're the same age, same thing. You want to just go ahead and do it. Do what I'm doing. And you know what the guy said? Yeah, go ahead and do it. How about that? And I got 40 grand to start with. Gave me 40 grand, set up a $5,000 a month bank draft. What about that? All right. You know why I got a $5,000 a month bank draft? Because I didn't ask for $100 a month, right? Matter of fact, I would have times where I'd get on the phone with people and my appointments canceled, and I'd call them and say, hey, man, I don't know if you paid attention what's going on with your account, but it's rocking. It's been doing great. And let me give you an idea. An extra $100 a month, this is what it would mean to you. Do you want me to go out? Would you like for me to bump it $100 or $200 a month? And then I'm like, sure, go ahead and do it. Okay. How about that? All right. 401k rollovers. All right. Now, of course, we know about 401k rollovers. All right. But are you utilizing the 401k rollovers, you know, when they're 59 and a half and they're still working at their job, right? Are you documenting the 401k rollovers that are out in the future? Yesterday, I had a review with a client of mine that he and his wife have got about 400 with me. They've got 1.1 million sitting right now in their existing 401ks. They're 57 years old. Guess what's going to happen in 2.5 years? That's a 1.1 million plus whatever it's worth deferred compensation plan that I've got. Only if I know it, right? And I'm consistently talking about it. So you want to be thinking about your 401k rollovers. All right, lawyers, CPA, stuff like that. I just got a $300,000 and a $125,000 from a lawyer, personal injury lawyer referral. What about that? All right. These people get this money. They don't know what to do with it. And guess what? They're out there. CPAs, my CPA's got me the guy that does all my stuff. He sends me stuff. I've got a SEP I'm setting up just this in the next couple of weeks for somebody. All right. So CPAs have access. So are you making any connections there? Okay. These are things you can do. Daytime visits to the office. So let me give you another example. If you have a chance to do a client recontact, if you got a little something going on, say they need something, you say, hey man, don't worry about it. Just stop by your office. Okay. So I stopped by the office. Guy's got a he's a sales for Peterbilt, you know, sells big trucks. I stopped by the office. Okay. I don't remember what it was. He had a question. I said, look, I'll be out your way. I'll just stop by. I'm standing there. What do I do? So, hey, man, do me a favor. Why don't you introduce me to a couple of your buddies? You've been doing good, right? Oh, yeah. Hey, this is my investment guy, man. He's been doing great. Okay. Oh, really? You got a card? Give me a card. Okay. Yeah. Okay. There we go. How about that? All right. So daytime visits at the office. Okay. So if you want to bump up your business, just deliver your, you know, if you're still, you know, not in a shutdown state, I used to deliver policies. I sell a life insurance policy. I would always deliver it during the daytime. I didn't want to tie up my night, and I'd deliver it to their office. And then I'd get them to refer me to the person next to them around the corner, all that kind of stuff. Okay. I built my business on seminars, big time seminars. We had, in many cases, seminars. When I say seminars, we did it at the Marriott. We would have 500 people at these money game seminars. And the reason I did this was because I felt like that if you, everybody's inviting somebody to a opportunity meeting, nobody's inviting them to a money game seminar or to a how to win the money game or whatever, a fix your finances. So I did seminars. I did them live at hotels. We would invite people. We would backdoor recruit people. We would get done and I would say, hey, we're going to hand out a little sheet. We got a giveaway we're going to do. We're going to give away some books on finance, maybe a couple of dinners. Be sure and fill it out. If you have an interest, go ahead and mark it and we'll make sure that we get with you. They'd hand in all these sheets. And I say, hey, and by the way, you notice that this room is full. It's full every week. The reason is we got more people wanting what we do. And then we have people to do it. If you've ever considered it a way of making extra income, if you'd like to get licensed with us, be sure and mark down there. We'll follow up with you that way. That's how we did that. We would do dinners. I've done dinners many, many times. And I say, bring a friend. Okay. I'm going to send you an invite, you and your wife. Okay. And also I'm going to send you one more ticket. We printed tickets up. I mean, real tickets. That I went to the printer, I would send the tickets. They would have to, you know, do it. They would have to RSVP. And then it was like very official. And we took them and brought them to dinner. Okay. Of course, you do webinars. We're doing those kind of things now. Same kind of deal. Okay. What else? 59 and a half in service distributions. I talked about that. College funds. Okay. Let me give you some examples. What about grandchildren getting accounts set up for all of them so they can make deposits into their kids and grandkids' accounts, which allows you to be able to maintain the money when the person passes away. You don't lose the assets. You also pick up the kids. Playing golf with one of my clients tomorrow. It's real. He's a client, but the big money is with his mother. Okay. I know that that money will go to him and his sister. I'm not going to lose that. Okay. Plus they're doing it. Small business plans, 401ks are great. Just did a 70 person 401k right before the pandemic. Okay. You start prospecting people, say, hey man, I want to congratulate you on the fact that you're a, you know, you've taken the leap, you're self-employed. You know, that's the cool part about I'm self-employed, but let me tell you this, you gotta set up your support system. And what I mean by your support system, you got to have your own insurance. You got to have your own retirement plans. Are you doing anything right now? We got to get that going. Okay. Because if not, guess what? You're left with a business that you got to keep working and you never get yourself to a point where you can quit. So we need to get something going like that. All right. Required minimum distributions. Just to give you an example on that, a lot of people this year, of course, the with COVID, they didn't have to take them so they can keep them in. It's probably going to happen again. It got pushed back. You got to know all the laws on that. But the bottom line is on RMDs, all right, I have systems where if they don't need the RMD, they take the taxes and we put it right back in. Okay, so we don't end up losing that money. Okay, what about annuities? You need to understand all the annuities. The annuity market, you know, you've got, if you look at annuities, here's how annuities work. Okay, you've got insurance, you're buying insurance. All right. So what is an annuity? You're buying insurance. All right. So Mr. Client, we can buy insurance a lot of different ways on our money. All right. We can go to the bank and we can buy FDIC insurance. Now, let me give you an example. Right now, the bank's paying you 1%. The stock market, which is uninsured, okay, other than fraud, it's uninsured, can go up and down, okay? It's average 10%. So if we go to the bank and we buy insurance at the bank on our money called FDIC insurance, it costs us about 9%. So it's very, very expensive insurance. So there's some other avenues that we can go into that's less costly insurance, but will give you some peace of mind. One of them is called a fixed indexed annuity. All right, here's how it works. It's backed up by the insurance company and it works like this. If the market goes down, you get zero, which is not that big a difference in what you're getting at the bank. You're getting one, okay? But if the market goes up, you get a percentage of the upside. We also have some other annuities that you can put a lump sum in. And here's the protected annuity where it will protect up to 20% of your downside, but you get this much of the upside. Then we have variable annuities. And these things, what's the benefit of all these annuities? They grow tax deferred and you get lifetime income guarantees and pretty much, or we can go uninsured. Okay, and be in the mutual fund. Now, obviously, the reason we go uninsured is because it gets a better rate of return. So tell me, would you like to have a percentage of your money with some insurance on it? Okay, yeah. Okay, well, how much of that would you want to do? I recommend a lot of cases when you're, as you get older, you might do 20 or 30%. Okay, as part of it. Yesterday, the guy had 980, put 300, okay, into something like that. So those are whole thing. Claims, you go back on your claims. Again, do you have anybody working with you? If you follow up on all your claims there, I mean, I can't tell you. Again, PACs, I talked about that. Not just bigger PACs, but also PACs that are, you know, that if I were new in the business again, what I would do is I would go out and I'd sell every single human being $100 a month mutual fund. And then I become their financial advisor. I get all their 401ks for the rest of their life. I get all their kids' money. I do everything. And all I'm doing is showing them an ICA guide that's average 12% forever. And you can open it for 50 or $100. Refinance. Okay. What if we buy, refinance our mortgage and invest the difference, right? What if we consolidate our mortgage and invest the difference? All right, rates are at 2%. How about that? Money everywhere, all right? Social Security, you got to know about it. I have customers right now, they say, well, should I wait? Okay, no, you shouldn't wait. Once you get, if you're the Social Security business, it's a lifetime annuity. It's a life annuity. So the husband and wife, if they die, one of them, they lose the smallest one. They get to keep the other one. So I have people that are working right now that are 67 years old. They're pulling Social Security and we're fully funding the draft. I go in there and say, look, you got 30 grand a year coming in Social Security. take it now over the next 4 years. That's 120 grand. We'll stick it in an IRA. We'll do that. We'll do an annuity. Next thing you know, you're both living. Okay. You've got $120,000 and it's in there. It's that your money that will pass on to your kids. And then the $500 a month that you would have gotten more by waiting, it's going to take you 96 months to get it back or something like that. So anyway, and then lastly, and not buy anything the least, get you a sales assistant, somebody calling for you. That way you do what you're good at. I present, I close, I get referrals, I do that. I've got Bree on there on the phone helping me. And by the way, Bree, I'm going to take a break here. Bree, tell them what we're going to do about training. Are you there? Bree, do I see Bree? Is Bree there? She's there somewhere, I think. Is Bree not there? Okay, we'll catch her in a minute. All right, here's the deal. We've got, we asked for it. We're going to start. It's going to be Wednesday mornings. I'm pretty sure this is what we've agreed on. It will begin the first week of January. So next week we'll be doing that. Bree's going to be doing a 1 hour a week live training. Okay, if you want to get on there, see how she's working my database. Also, how you're, if you want to put your assistants on there, we're going to get that stuff happening. So, with all that said, what we're going to do, Stevie boy, you there? Steve.
I'm here.
Hey, buddy, give us an update on what we're doing, contact cards, all the different things, and anything that you want to show. How about that?
Okay. Hello, Bus. We're putting on... Everybody knows about the customer survey thing that we're doing with a big long questionnaire that's designed. Roy can explain what that's all about. But what we're doing in the meantime before that gets finished is adding the actual questionnaire questions to your contact card. So if you're on the phone with somebody and you go through these questions with them, or you get off the phone and you have all of the answers, you can go directly to your contact card and fill in all of the answers that you've gotten. And you'll be able to search for them. And Roy can explain exactly what
is. So the whole idea, guys, we're going to put in the contact card questions that will allow you to gather data. Like, do you own your home? Yes. If you sold it today, what would it be? Would you sell it for? And then do you have a mortgage? What's your interest rate? And you go through and you start asking all these questions, you'll be able to sort by that. And then when you save it, it's going to say last updated, 12/29/2020. Then you come back on an annual review and, or whenever you talk to them next, you say, hey, Steve, just real quick, I want to make sure that, we're up to date. Anything changed? I got you for this, all this kind of stuff. So now we know what's going on. Okay. And as a result of it, okay, you're going to be, guys, the more you know about somebody, all right, the more personalized it becomes, okay, the more that they are locked into you. And so when you get on the phone with them and you're talking to them and know them as a family unit, you know their names and their kids and what they got and where they work and all that kind of stuff, that information, okay, if it's easily available, will make you millions of dollars because they're like, this guy is on his game, right? That's what you want to do. So, yeah, so we're adding the contact card. And, Steve, I know I throw this at you all the time. When do you think we're going to get that done?
I'm running into a couple of technical difficulties, but like before tomorrow night.
How about that? Okay. How about that, guys? We're going to be able to go in and start asking questions, okay, and be able to, I didn't know. I thought, hey, that's pretty good. Stevie boy, next, going to have it going. How about that? What else we got? We got the scheduler, okay?
We got the scheduler, which I kind of put on hold so I could do the contact card thing, but that's going to be ready. Let's see, what's today? Tuesday. I'm thinking like Monday or Tuesday of this next week.
And I thought, didn't we have something on there scheduling already?
What do we got? Yes, we have the email scheduling up.
All right, show that. Show them real quick what we're doing. All right.
Let's see here. Kind of caught me flat-footed.
All right, we'll come back to it. I want to show that. Okay. Hey, let's do this real quick. Let's open it up. I want to hear Rich Lee. Hey, buddy. Rich. We're going to open it up. Rich is there. I sent him one. I thought I sent him a message this morning. Hey, what about it? Who do we have here to kick this thing off? Josh Huffman, what's happening, buddy?
Hey, Roy.
Give us some good ideas, man. We need some ideas to make some money.
Well, you know what you're doing. I'm just texting my number one securities producer, Jeremiah Diamond. He's the one who did the $24 million deal a few months ago. And Roy, you're covering everything that anybody that wants to build a big business and a sustainable business with reoccurring revenue. You're covering all the bases. The first 30 minutes of the Sales Team Pro is the best business coaching that we've ever had in the company. Nothing compares with this because you've actually done it. You are doing it. You're continuing to do it. You're covering all the bases. There's not one thing. I'm making lists of these things, and a person may sharpen their skills on specific questions to ask. And, you know, it's the old Cutco knife training, if I would you know, that type. But the specific questions, leading questions to the close, because some people that are new can do the fundamentals, but if they don't know how to ask for the order, it's still cumbersome for them. But most of the people on this call are beyond that. They do know how to close, open and close business. So you're just, it's not the knowledge, it's doing this. If a person will actually do it. One of the things that you haven't touched on that always would help me radically, of course, paychecks have changed a little bit now, but teaching people how, most people over withhold on their paychecks. Right. And they don't know when they get that W-4, they don't know how to fill it in, and teaching them to properly fill it in and increase that paycheck, use that money to either pay for their insurance or fund their IRA or
an deduction.
Yeah. And it brings, it creates a value gap right off the bat with what our rep brings to the table with that person, because nobody's ever shown them that. And wow. I remember my first year in the business, and I started at 82 and I got promoted to RVP in March of 83. I just got my securities license in 80, the end of 82. I mean, 82 is when they approved the IRA, and it, everybody was advertising, open up your individual retirement account. So we had all that collateral beneficial advertising. And I would simply say, hey, if I could show you how to fund your IRA without taking one additional nickel out of your pocket, would it be worth 20 minutes of your time? And everybody said yes. And we had the old Fidelity Destiny contractual plan. Yeah. $626 when you got a check for $166.
My first month,
I made $19,000 my very first month doing that. But here's the sad thing. I was at a seminar when a guy brought that up. There were 370 people at the seminar. As far as I know, I was the only person that took that and did that.
Right.
The only person, you know. Right. But so the key is not just hearing this, it's doing it. But Roy, I mean, this is invaluable. It's invaluable, the value brought to the company,
Thank you. Hey, Dave Deal, what's up, buddy? Dave is out there rocking. What's going on, man?
Hey, bud. I echo what Josh said. I look forward to this meeting every week just because you bring it and you're always optimizing something. And, it's just been very helpful. And just to get the reset coming into January of, running an IRA blitz and, the family financial workshops, and just, it's a great mindset. So we're adding it to our game plan, which, since 1998, we've done dinner seminars. We can't do them right now because of the COVID situation, and we have a strange state, but we're still doing them as Zoom. And when you can do that, we've done it every quarter. And I think one of the things you've said repeatedly is you've got to do whatever you're doing, be consistent.
Right.
Make sure that you stick with it. If you run one seminar, you don't have my first seminar, I had one guest with our whole base shop. Thank God it was mine, so I could talk strong to the team. At least I brought one. But you know, now we're averaging 40 to 50 guests every time we do it, every quarter. And, you know, as you know, that just starts to compound your efforts. And so I just thank you for bringing the fundamentals and all the marketing ideas. And thanks again, Roy.
Thanks, man. I appreciate that. Here, and guys, something you got to look at is, so marketing, what you want to be thinking about is spending the, you know, be smart. Okay. Look at things that work, but what I do, and I've always done this, is I don't need to make money today. All right. So if I don't need to make money today, because, you know, what I want to do is I want to invest in developing back end income. Okay. So if I don't have to do it now, so what happens is you know, I put, you know, about 50 grand a year just into my radio show. I spend another 50 or so, you know, I spend money in order to bring in assets and back in referrals. Okay. And do I make money? Yeah, I make money on it. But the point of it is that if I didn't make money on it and I bring in $10 million of assets, okay. And then the next thing you know, that those assets grow to 20 million and I'm getting, you know, a couple grand a month off of it on the back end. Okay. Then that's the way I think about things. It's called the lifetime value of a client. Okay. What is the lifetime value of a client? It's the referrals, the recurring income. Okay. The recruiting that comes out of it. It's all those kind of things that you start thinking about. Wendy Lucas, what's going on? Is your golf game good? Wendy.
It's a little cold up here. We had some snow. So
you're like me. I'm going to play tomorrow, hopefully.
It would be a frost start this morning. So now I've been sick for a few days. So anyway, I want to thank you. These I look forward to these calls on Tuesday mornings. I've got pages of notes. I had a full list of things to do already this morning. And I just added about 7 more to do.
All right, give us one good idea that you, what are you picking up that you're going to implement?
Well, I'm going to meet with the chamber director. So what I want to do is utilize a lunch and learn. So I'm going to do one Thursday, maybe the third Thursday every month, and bring somebody on. When you said, you know, you brought an outside guest speaker in. So I'm going to use it not only to train my team on investments, but pick a topic that we can do like lunch and learn. Once a month through the chamber.
So very good. Hey, the chamber's great. I've been to a lot of the chamber events. I mean, gosh, you go to the chamber events, here's what you're going to run into. People that are small business people. How about that? Okay, young, motivated people. I mean, Larry Spain, one of my guys that he spoke on Sunday night, we do this Chamber of Commerce golf tournament. He meets all these people up there, that kind of thing. Brad Girard, what's up, buddy? Brad.
What's up, Roy?
I saw you on there, man. Good to see you. Tell us something. What's going on? What do you got?
You know, we've I think Tuesdays are the most important day in all of Primerica because we've got your show at 8:30 our time, and then Dean's LFIC at 9:30. So I think you're hitting both aspects, the marketing part of the business, the skill set part of the business. But I agree with what Josh said. You know, what you've brought to the table, you know, we've got $750 million under management right now. And my whole focus this year, I want to drive it to $1 billion. And the way we're doing that is just by skilling up everybody and then utilizing the skills and techniques I'm learning from Jay Abraham as well to really systemize my business and maximize productivity of our reps. We're in a place right now where we can't go get 1,000 licenses in Canada. We can't even get any licenses right now. So the concept of you need 1,000 licenses to make $1 million doesn't work here. But you can make $1 million with, you know, honestly, with 20 people writing 2 apps a week, you know, if you do it through first generation, but you have to have a highly skilled, very professional operation to do that. Right. And that message, I think, is missing in the company.
Well, I mean, what happens is you have to learn how to skin the cat in numerous different ways. I'm going to give you an example. When I first got started, I went prospecting. Bob Safford said, you know, 9 to noon every morning and learn the third-party referral system with letters. And guess what I did? I did that. And I went from making no money to making a full-time living. I made like $33,000 in 1986. I continued to do that. And then one day I had this idea, I'll get on the radio. Okay, well, the radio, next thing you know, I'm on the radio. Next thing you know, I started doing trade shows. And then I did all that. And I continued doing that. And then one day I went off the radio. And I said to myself, okay, we're not going to have lead generation like that. So what do I do? What I'm going to do is I'm going to do client recontact. I got a huge database of people. So I'm going to start maximizing client recontact. Okay. So what you're saying is the same thing. Okay. Hey, I had a friend of mine that was in the alarm business, made millions of dollars. And then the no call list came out and they were doing telemarketing. Okay. Did their whole business. Okay. So what did he do? Just suck his thumb and give up? No, he changed his methods. So anyway, great. I'm glad to see you on here, dude. For those of you that don't know, Brad is a big time legend up in Canada, up in the corner, right? Up north, right?
Vancouver, up north. You bet.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, thanks, man, for getting on there. Let's see who's up next.
I have something, Roy.
Chuck, I was going to call on you anyway. You're up, man.
Yeah, once again, like everybody else, I love what you do and how you teach us. Some things that I've been learning with Sales Team Pro is this drip method actually works, and it's really interesting. And I've got two ideas that people can use right away. Good. Because of the pandemic, we've had some clients who have either lost their jobs or just quit and started their own businesses. And so what has happened to me is I'm starting to get calls from people. Hey, Chuck, I started my own business. I need to set up a SEP. And so I did this yesterday. I didn't even know this lady had started a business. She was working with a church. She left the church. She had a background in marketing. She started her own business. I've had several people that I didn't know of, and they probably wouldn't have reached out to me if it wasn't for Sales Team Pro, and they're getting this drip. And so they're like, I need to call Chuck, he can help me. The other thing that's happening that a lot of us have is chances are you might have some people that are real estate investors. And so with real estate investors, some of these guys, they deferred their mortgages on their property. Right. If they deferred the mortgage on the property, that money is free for you now to pick up investments.
There you go.
And so I had a guy come in, and he's been with me for a while. And he has a job plus the real estate, and he was doing $1,000 a month on PACs. He came in last month, Roy, and dropped six grand in a TOD account, and then he moved his monthly up to 4,000. He added additional 4,000. Now I'm doing 5,000 a month with this guy. And so there are people out there. And once again, we just need to do what you're teaching us to do. Find out more about the clients so that you can kind of target them and make some targeted phone calls and bring this stuff up. So once again, I love what you're doing.
No, I'm sitting here. When you said that, here's an email campaign you might think through. We ought to. Somebody, if you guys get it to Bree, did you start a business during the pandemic, or would you like to start a business during the pandemic? Okay, go back into that support. If you started one, here's some things you need to know, because now you're on your own. Okay, if you'd like to find a way to start a business, here's some things that we can do. Okay, how about that? I mean, that might be and somebody write it. Okay, I got my list. Okay. Somebody write it, send it in. We'll stick it in there. So very good. Great, great idea there. Let's see what else we got on here. Bree, I see you're there. When are we going to train people?
Can you hear me now?
Yes, yes.
So starting next Wednesday, 11 o'clock Central, every Wednesday for the month of January, we'll send out email invitations and links to join to all Sales Team Pro members. So we'll be doing a training every Wednesday, 11 a.m. Central.
Yeah. So Bree's going to show you how she sets up. Generally, what we have about 10 or 12 appointments a week, usually.
Yeah. At least.
Today, I'm booked solid, nonstop. And so if you want to learn how to really max out using Sales Team Pro, as well as get anybody that's helping you, Bree's going to do that. So we're doing it every Wednesday starting next week at 11 o'clock Central. Okay. Very good. So we got that happening. Okay, who else we got here? Rich, I called on you. I don't know if, yeah. What's
up, Roy? Can you hear me?
Yeah, buddy. Tell us all about it. You've been slamming it. We hear from your brother all the time. What's going on, bud?
Yeah, so I'll tell you, this is just an amazing paradigm shift for us in our business, Roy. You know, I was using the Sales Team Pro, and what I've been getting, you know, a lot of clients like Tommy has been teaching me and really coaching me on this. And we can't thank you enough for, you know, having us on here. So one of the things that I'm doing is, you know, I'm really working in my warm market a lot more. So these are some things that have happened. I just got two new rollovers from it. I also had two new directs that was hired.
So tell me how you're reaching out to these people.
So basically, you know, I'm always every day I go in and I ask myself these two questions. I say, how many new clients and how many new recruits did I add in Sales Team Pro from yesterday? And then I go in there and I take a look at the birthdays. I take a look at the people that obviously are coming up that I could wind up just recontacting and I haven't spoken to in a long time. And, you know, it's obviously a numbers business. So I'm basically calling the people and some of the numbers are not working anymore, but a lot of them are. And from that, the last couple months, we've gotten a couple max cases. I got one guy that I started really building back a rapport with, which really, I think one of the best things I think about with your Sales Team Pro is, you know, it's constant, never follow up, you know. And this is something I always teach our guys about following up, and you got to follow through. You got to get the check, as you always talk about. And one of my guys, Victor, he just sold a car wash. So he's basically got money to invest. And his mother-in-law, we just did a policy for her last month, a max case. So I sent them a gift card to Amazon, him and his wife. They really appreciated that. And now I'm following up with them and I'm trying to see about maybe getting them possibly in the business just as well. We did just about a little over 18,000 personal premium last month. And most of it, Roy, came from, you know, working in the Sales Team Pro and working through all the warm market that I've had that I'm basically just reestablishing relationships. I'm doing lots of policy increases, taking a look at people's investment accounts. I just have a different feel about how I'm handling the business now, thanks to you and all the great leaders on here. It's just been incredible. And I always talk about how the rate of return that I'm getting on my investment of time, I was getting maybe 3% because I do a lot of cold market prospecting. And now I'm working everything through the warm. So it's like 10 to 12% I'm yielding. And I just feel so much better. So I'm really excited about this. I'm looking forward to the new year. And, you know, my brother and I, we've been working tag teaming and he's been really helping me inspire me to really stay focused on this. You know, thank you so much.
Thank you. You guys have been doing great. Hey, Tommy, tell them about the idea about the phone that we were talking about.
Yeah. I mean, this is just, I love these calls, bro. I'll be real quick. I said, you know, we're always looking at prospect and I never touched my old client base until Sales Team Pro. And that's really what I've been just excited about. But I said, my God, you know, tap rooting into our phone. I looked down and I had 4,300 contacts in my phone. And I haven't touched these people. I just thought of the idea. I said, let me come up with a little text message of just reconnecting and just letting them know, you know, hey, we must be friends from the past. I could send you the text message. And I'm just making a list of everybody that I think that I don't know and just reconnecting with them and letting them know that, you know, we're expanding a business right now and we're looking for people, you know, and just a little quick text message, send it out. So I put it in the shortcut text message, and I'm going to send out, you know, thousands of those. And another idea was with the mortgage business, you know, what you sent me, how much money there is to be made in the mortgage business. I'm sending that message out to a lot of people to recruit them in. You know, we just recruited my accountant. I'm going to recruit over 100 directs this year, you know, so.
Very good. And guys, yeah. Here's some things that you might think about. Okay. You can be a Facebook stalker. And so what's your Facebook stalker? You know, you've got, you get on there and I don't mean stalker, but the fact of the matter is that, you know, I had a person come in one time that was selling clothing, custom clothing, and she had already gone through my LinkedIn account. Okay. And asked me if I knew people. Okay. So when you meet with somebody, a lot of times, you know, you consider mutual friends, you know, family members, stuff like that. I got a question about referrals. Do you know these people? Okay. Would you have had an objection to referring me? Ed Randall, what's up, buddy? How about close this out, Ed? You're the man. Ed, did I see Ed? Ed.
All right. I got you now.
Hey, buddy, close this out, man.
Hi, Dave. The closer. Well, let me tell you what. Over the holidays, guys, I went back and read for the second time the Go-Giver. I think you guys kind of did an evaluation of that back sometime back, Roy. Some of the guys did. If you haven't read that book, you really ought to get on it right away because, guys, all of the conversations we have about the how-tos and all of that really comes down to really your attitude towards the people that you are involved with, whether it be your associates or your clients or your prospects. It's a great read. It really and truly is. But I, you know, just so much content. What I did, Roy, is I went back and underlined what I thought were all the really hits, big time hits in it. Okay. And then I put it onto a piece of paper and I've got about 3 pages of notes off of it. And I'm going to share it with you guys, not today, obviously, but I want to share it because I think of at the end of the day, all the things we've learned in 2020 and even before really comes down to what's that attitude about how you approach people, how they read you. My way of all the way through my 60 years in this crazy business has been that before I start having a conversation with somebody, I switch chairs. I move out of my chair and move into his and basically have a mental attitude of what would I want to hear? What would I want somebody to say to me? What value am I looking for? And guys, when you do that, you have to have a giving attitude because you're going to give a lot of stuff away free, at least up front. And we do that every day. And what Sales Team Pro really brought to my mind was that how we don't do enough of that. We and the reason being is somewhere out there, we have this compelling feeling inside said, I got to close a piece of business. I got to press. I got to do whatever it takes to get it done. And what we've really done here, I think, with Sales Team Pro in 2020, Roy, and I've been privileged to be a part of it, is to really help us all have the attitude of what an unbelievable ability we have to give. And so I thank you for the contribution you made in my life, and I think you changed a lot of people's lives. But I think this whole group has done that, and it's just a privilege to be amongst you. It really is, and I just wish everybody a great 2021. We will be back up with our Millionaires program. Roy, I assume we're going to continue that in 21. Don't have our prospects yet, but we'll get them. It seems like we do better when Krista and I get together right at the last minute. But we're open to suggestions, by the way, at any time about people you'd like to see us interview. Happy New Year, everybody, and God bless.
Good. Hey, guys, Happy New Year. Next time I talk to you will be 2021. Get on Dean's call, learn something about recruiting. I'll talk to you next week. See you guys.